Good morning to you all. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. This is Brother Wilmer. This is a devotional for the 20th. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. 484-919-8850. Just looking at John 15:1 here, this was said to the disciples after Judas had went out to meet with the high priests and with the scribes and Pharisees and the Roman soldiers. This is some of the words that he spoke to them while he was alone with them. This was between the time that Judas went out and between the time that he was captured. Here in John 15:1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Now ye are all clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. You know, I find it very interesting here. He is very clearly saying that we are to be in him, and he is in us. The spirit of all of the truth, the spirit of all truth, I could say, is within us, and we live out our life through him. And he lives out his life here on the earth through us. I find it so interesting. Here the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of God, the Son of God, God himself wants to live within us, and he wants us to live within him. You know, if we align, if we purpose to align our heart and our mind and our soul to the Spirit within us. As I said in one of the days earlier, that the Spirit, his Spirit becomes one spirit with our spirit. As a man joins himself into a harlot and becomes one flesh, so the Spirit, our spirit, becomes one spirit with him. If we are born, or I should say, when we are born of the Spirit, born into the family of God, our spirit becomes one spirit with his Spirit. And thus, his Spirit dwells within me. Or his Spirit lives within you. So when we look at the fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, patience, the list goes on. If our heart and our soul and mind aligns with the spirit within us that is now one spirit with our spirit. That means we can have love in the truest sense because we are connected to the true source, not only the true source, but also the author and true source of love and of peace and of joy and all those other things. And he's talking about being joined or connected to him. We know that a branch, as long as it abides in the vine, the sap can run or does flow through to the branches and it can stay alive. But you know, when that branch is taken away, it withereth and it dries and it brings no fruit. Same way when we manufacture love or we manufacture peace or joy, it always ends up being a dead thing. Why? Because it is always selfish and there's always an agenda behind it. It's always a self agenda behind it and it never comes out right. But when we abide in him and our hearts and our souls and our minds align and agree and join by faith the spirit that is within us, true peace, true love, true joy can flow from us, from our lives as rivers of living waters. Just want to read a few verses here yet. This was Jesus' prayer. This was just before the crowd came and took him captive. Here he was praying, and I'll start here in John 17:15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in love, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared them unto thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is Jesus' prayer. So if we want to, truly want to, be within him, and he wants to be within us this much, that this is his prayer, then what hindereth us?